Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hey! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Yes, welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Full cast of characters outside of our executive producer, who is off today. Tim Shea, Bonamico Jr. in for him.
Timmy Shea
doing his deal. Tomorrow, Marcus Johnson, Bucks legend, analyst on Valley Sports Wisconsin, will join us in the first hour tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Ken Barkley, you better, you bet. Talk about this weekend's lines as far as the NBA series go. So looking forward to talking to him about that. And, of course, we will also see how he did on the draft. Because, remember, there were all those different bets you could make on draft picks and where they're going to go and so forth. And looking forward to see how he did on his bets there. I just saw a tweet from Andy Herman from the Pack-A-Day podcast, Packer Report. He quote-tweeted Ari Myrov, who's this guy that's Twitter kind of just blows up, essentially just tweets out what everybody else kind of does. But covers the NFL for Pro Football Focus now. And remember Jerry Jones at the draft, Gary, was sitting there with Stephen Jones and Mike McCarthy and showed everybody their draft board. Just held it up, said, here it is. Well, everybody zoomed in on it and was able to read what was on their draft board and how they had guys graded out. So now they put out, this Ari Myrov guy, put out the Cowboys draft board. So Kayvon Thibodeau, who went 5 to the Giants, the Cowboys had him ranked 1. Evan Neal, the offensive tackle from Alabama, who went 7 to the Giants, the Cowboys had ranked 2. Aiden Hutchinson, the Michigan defensive end, who went 2 to the Lions, they had ranked 3rd. They had 14 players overall in their first round grade category. Second round grades, they had from player 15 through player 34 for second round grades. So they only had 14 guys worthy of being drafted there in the first round. Number 16 on their board was Tyler Smith, the offensive lineman from Tulsa, who they drafted at 24, Gary, who they had a second-round grade on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Packers picks on the Cowboys board. Lori's looking at his rundown. This is not on the rundown. We just came across this. On the Cowboys big board that Jerry Jones showed the world.
I love Jerry.
Quay Walker was ranked 32nd on their big board.
Another man's trash is another man's trash.
And Devontae Wyatt was ranked 33rd on their board, and the Packers took him at 28.
Okay.
Good.
That's Kyler Gordon went 39 to the Bears.
Who that? Kyler who?
Kyler Gordon, the cornerback from Washington.
Oh, yeah, Gordon, okay.
Right.
He went first pick. They didn't have no first round.
Correct.
Pick, first,
so he went 39. The Cowboys had him ranked as the 24th best player in the draft.
Right.
Daxton Hill, the safety from Michigan, he went 31 to the Bengals. They had him ranked as the 18th best player.
Right.
Breece Hall, the running back from Iowa State, they had ranked as the 19th best player. He went 36th to the Jets.
Yep.
I mean, this tells you that
– mock drafts are trash, just like I tell everybody. Trash.
Yeah, but not – okay, fine. I agree. But the other part of this, Gary, it tells you is how just completely different everybody views players is. Like, every draft board could be legitimately that different from one organization to another, Gary. It's baffling. Like, not even the first round is even remotely close.
That can't be baffling to you, Steve.
Leroy,
you
I told this story.
Think there's no consensus.
Leroy, I told this story.
Consensus, Gary.
I told this story on the air, and I don't think it was on this show. But when I worked at a different radio show years ago, back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
We did. We were leading up to the NBA draft, right? And one of the college coaches in town at that point, a head coach, I was a producer back then, gave my host, Steve the Homer True at that point, gave him a mock draft and said, hey, this is how I think it's going to play out, right? Mm-hmm. And he left the Bucks spot open. The Bucks spot was open. The only player not in the mock draft that wasn't was T.J. Ford, who the Bucks took. Obviously, and had I had any brains, we've been able to figure all that out. Mm-hmm. But that was the only one. But if you went through his mock draft and then the way the draft went that year, he pretty much hit like 90% of it based on him talking to people around the league and the whole deal, putting the whole thing together. That's why when I see something like that, knowing kind of the NBA world and seeing now the NFL, I mean, it's not close, Gary. Like, I mean, no, it's
I don't think so. Well, everybody's going to have a difference of opinion, but I think just look at the Packers pick, right? What were their picks?
Quay Walker went 22. They had him ranked 22. As the 32nd best player.
Okay, so
Devontae White went 33rd. The Cowboys had him at 28.
Yeah, so that's not far off to me.
10 spots and 5 spots.
Yeah.
But the issue here is Breece Hall, they had at 19, he went 36. Mm-hmm. They had Daxton Hill at 18. He went 31. Kyler Gordon, they had at 24. He went 39. Here's another one. Ojabo. Now, this is a health thing, right?
They had him ranked
at 26. He went 45 to the Ravens. Now, that was health. That one I kind of get.
Check this out. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to go one, went 24.
Yeah, it was him and Alex Smith. That was the debate, they said.
Come on. I mean, think about that. I think that, okay, let's just clear our heads for a minute.
Clear your head, Leroy.
Let's just clear it. Okay. Okay, say San Francisco missed. Okay, fine. Why this man dropped to 24?
Right.
So my scouts different from your scouts. My analytics department different from yours. But the GMs normally a lot closer together. But it's changed.
Okay, I have a follow-up question.
But wait a minute, I ain't through.
Okay.
Then you can ask the follow-up.
Go ahead.
Now you got people like Minnesota helping you get Christian Watson.
And Detroit. They traded Detroit, too.
You don't see that.
Nope.
Things done changed now. So another man's trash is another man's treasure. And that's what, some of these guys go too high. Some go too low. Tennessee didn't want to get Malik Willis. What's his name? They didn't want him. They waited the third round. The Packers didn't want Eddie Lacy.
Kept moving back.
Man, we don't want no Eddie Lacy.
Trey, he's still there.
Ted,
still there.
Get him.
Fine. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Just close his hands. Go ahead. Yeah. I give up.
Y'all done wore me down. I'm serious. Because I'm telling you, Steve, I promise you, I'd have bet some Apple Annihilators that the Houston Oilers going to take me in the first round, man. Man, promise me.
Okay, that's what
I promise we're going to take you in the first round.
That's what I want to know.
So I went 48, cuz.
That right. That's exactly. That's my follow-up, right?
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
Now let's take the front office out of it, push that aside. Yeah. Now let's take the agents that signed you guys out of college, right?
Yeah.
And now they go.
No NIL
right.
back then. Though.
Yeah. How much better would everything have been? Could you imagine how much money Gary would have made? Georgia Player of the Year, Leroy. Do you know how much money
he would not have
went to Wisconsin? Ain't no chance.
Well,
the NIL money,
him.
Alabama would have paid
him.
That dude.
Ask
and
him.
Georgia?
Ask him where
Gary.
He went.
Come on, man.
Man, I ain't talking about that.
Gary said y'all been trapped me.
Okay, ask Gary your y'all question doing, again.
Right, y'all trying to get me in one of them entanglements.
All right, gee, so from an agent perspective, right, what were they telling you going into the draft versus kind of what actually happened? Because you would think these agents are tied into some of these dudes in the front office as far as a feel of where their client's going to go.
I think all that's a game, right? I think I'm just going to be honest with you. I think certain guys in the know may have certain things where they boost certain players that they talk about to make them better than what they really are. And so to end up that they keep the chirp going on about a certain player so guys can be drafted higher than what they did. There's a lot of game playing going on in the draft. You just don't know who to trust, and it's kind of dirty, but it's a business. But you just don't know who to trust, and you have an agent, and you think you trust your agent because that's why you sign him. And his job is to try to get you drafted as high as he could. His job is to get you in front of a lot of people. His job is to try to have contacts with different teams, and that's what they do. I don't really have a big problem with it, but I think when you start looking at the scouts, because that's what it comes down to, a lot of scouts differ from others. A lot of teams like certain, like the Raiders, for example. They're gonna go with speed no matter what. They're doing the get off the bus test. That's what they're doing. Not necessarily what you do in the field. They're going bigger, faster, stronger. Boom, measurables. That's what they're doing. And some other teams don't have those kind of processes. They have different other kind of processes. It feels like now the Packers have changed the way that they're doing business, right? Before, it didn't seem like the Packers were doing like Big Ten, SEC, or those types of things. They were really living in North Carolina State at A&T.
Community.
Belichick is doing that.
Belichick is doing that. The Packers were doing that for a while. Now I feel like the Packers are really going into the SEC. They give them Big Ten. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're still, they got the guy from Nevada, all right, North Dakota State. They're still doing that a little bit, but their first two picks are University of Georgia. Well, actually, if you think about it, Steve, their first three top picks in the last 2 years have been from the University of Georgia. If you go back to Stokes. So they're picking from big schools right now. So they've changed. So I think you see teams change along the way. I think you hear a lot of clubs now are talking about the SEC and how most of those players are close to the way they play, or they play like the NFL. And that's why they went and got Quay Walker. Quay Walker equates to the NFL game as like how he plays in space. Run real fast, get to the ball carrier, can play multiple positions. And that's what the Packers are looking for right now, the linebacker. And that's why they value him more than, let's say, what the Dallas Cowboys valued him at. It's changing right now, ever-changing world right now in the draft.
No question about it, but the outlier has to be Tom Brady. Nobody wanted him. He went in the seventh round. Russell Wilson went in the third round. Brad Johnson, you know, from Florida State. These guys are all high picks, not number one overall, not a true outlier, really.
The Power Five Aikman. Schools, they were all legit schools. Michigan, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Aikman was a number one overall pick, but he won three Super Bowls. You don't normally see number one picks winning three Super Bowls. So I know these guys differ on these guys. Some guys are height, weight, you know, some guys are speed, like Gary said, and some guys tape, man, that tape. And the scout be in the room vouching for him, Steve. He's the guy. No.
Steve.
No, but he's the guy, just like Rashad Gary. I mean, they have a lot
Michigan,
of
Michigan, that's
like
another first
Hey, how about
pick.
This, guys? When was the last Power Five school that the Packers drafted a receiver from?
You talking about first round pick or what?
High pick.
Well, St. Brown was Notre Dame, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I mean that was way down there.
He was fourth round.
Yeah, he was in the middle of the draft.
Yeah. My point is, if you look at all their draft picks, they don't for receiver. They don't come from the Power
Jordy
5.
Jordy Nelson
conference.
Was Kansas State. That's Kansas. Power 5.
Right. Fresno State was. I don't know if I got Power 5. I don't know if I got, but whatever.
Who was the Power 5?
Kansas State. That's a Power 5 school.
Yeah, I don't know if I got it.
You're talking basketball?
I mean, yeah,
Power 5
are.
Conference, yes.
Yeah, but we're talking about the school where you can win.
We're talking about. Yeah.
He said up top. You know what it means.
Man, don't be not changing the game. Nobody, you said Power 5, man.
But nobody okay, well, Idaho yeah, knows
are you
Kansas
talking
State.
About like the powers every year,
the ones
year,
in the
guys?
Barbershop. About,
yeah,
the ones in the barbershop.
Yeah, you know, man. We
they don't get down.
We're
at the bottom.
Yeah, right. We got you. I mean, Kansas.
Don't try to be
State,
the smartest
man.
Guy in the room, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know. Man. I don't know.
So, but you look at what Devontae come either. From?
Fresno State. Randall Cobb, Kentucky. Jordy, Kansas
SEC,
State.
SEC.
James Jones, where he came from?
San Jose State. Something like that.
Jennings came from where?
West Michigan.
Yep. Right.
Driver.
Alcorn State.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they feel like
South Carolina.
Yeah, but
they weren't in the SEC like, back then, though,
right.
Was it?
No, they
was in what? What
no.
were they in? Like,
I forget
were they
what
independent?
They, they might have been.
They might have been independent.
But that's kind of their MO. They haven't really drafted a real top receiver outside Javon Walker from
Eric
Alfonso
was USC.
USC? What did he do? He pulled a hamstring like 5 times.
Where about pull hamstrings?
Where your career was from? And it's going
no,
way
I
back.
Don't. I don't know if he was Jeff Queer. I don't think he was
Jeff
a draft
Queer.
Pick, though.
No, Jeff Queer, wasn't he Milliken? Or,
McNeese State?
No. Same university as David Craig, I thought.
Oh, David Craig?
Was he Milliken?
Yes, Milliken.
Right.
Milton College.
What did I say?
No, it's Milliken.
It's Milliken University. I was right.
Yeah. I like Milliken at 2%.
Yeah, that was the same.
And Janice, where's Janice from?
McNeese State, Community College. Tech
Grand
school.
Valley State is somewhere.
Yeah, Grand Valley.
And Leroy, where your buddy hit the golf ball real far? Where he? What he
Bill
go?
Bill Schrader.
At? Yeah.
I should know that. I'm sorry, Bill.
Did he go school at lacrosse?
Lacrosse. He went to school with your son.
Yeah. So really, they had not had any Alabama wide receivers, Georgia wide receivers.
None. So. Packers drafted on history.
Clemson.
That's
now
Christian
Wolfe
would be a beast.
Amari Rodgers was from where?
Clemson.
That's a big one. Yeah. That's legit.
I'm already legit. Yeah, and how was that worked out? Back after
you
this.
You just got this, Steve.
I'd rather
Steve.
Go
Leave
to Saginaw Valley
Leave
State
alone.
Again.
Leave him alone.
Back after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Lakeland University studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They play on Saturday. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty. No purchase is necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, here as well. Rob Reichel joins us coming up in the next segment. Steve in Plymouth, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, good. Good morning to you, Sparky. Hope you're doing well. Hope your family's well.
You bet.
I always look back, and maybe you guys can help me out. I'm amazed at Donald Driver. He comes from Elkhorn State, picked in the seventh round, and he holds, what, the third highest yardage caught in Green Bay Packer history? Is that correct? Is he about third?
I think Driver is Driver one, Leroy, or is he
Driver's number one.
One, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one across the
board. Yeah, Driver. Where did he come from? A seventh round draft?
Yes.
Seventh. State.
Yeah, seventh, yeah.
And I need to tell you about one other thing. I explained it to Sparky. I had somebody call me up this morning, and I sent it to Sparky. Do you know last year with the Green Bay Packers, they had Adams, MBS, and St. Brown? What do you think Adams had? How many catches do you think Adams had?
What do you mean? Last year?
Yeah, last year. How many catches did he make?
123 or something like that? He had 169 targets.
Yes, for 1,553 yards.
Yeah.
Do you know how much MBS had?
Tell us. This fit the Steve, right? Catches. Oh, this your guy.
Fit Steve. Yeah. 26 catches for 430 yards.
Yeah.
And St. Brown, 9 catches for 98 yards. Now,
okay.
St. Brown and MVS only played like 13 and 11 games. So, you know, you guys were talking about getting a high-priced guy. And I agree with Gary a little bit. We don't have the money to pay these guys. And if you average out the yardage, it comes out to 669 yards. You mean to tell me Watson, the other guy that they,
Dobbs,
did they come up with 669 yards in 17 games?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you're talking about cumulative numbers over the course of a year. Thanks for the call. And that is always the thing, right? So if I take one guy out, the main guy out, and then these other guys, can my new group get the same amount of yards as that previous group does, right?
Is it? It's got your personal question.
Sure.
Is Fitness Steve married?
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you trying to come up with all this stuff?
He's retired. Yeah, man.
But still.
Ask Gary. Gary knows him. That's his dude.
He be talking to you like he on our show. So I'm just saying, is he married?
Yeah, he texts me all the time.
He married?
Yeah.
She living? I mean.
Yes.
She living.
You talk to her?
This man I've talked to her,
with a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, man. He lives and dies with the football, man. That's all this dude talks about.
You always got to have a friend like this, man. Why I don't have my friends like that? I used to have Plucker like that, but Plucker going to do
basketball,
something else,
baseball, man, he watches, but not like
that. Well, you be nice to him.
All right, so I went back.
You be nice to him. Get him a Wendy's card or something.
I got the Packers draft history.
You ain't getting it, Fitness TV. Say, yeah.
Packers draft history. I wanted to go back and look at these wide receivers.
How far are you going back?
I'm just going back.
We went way back to Sterling.
He's going back to me. Here we go.
So okay, so here we
going
go.
Back to James
no, I'm not going back that dang far. No,
come on back.
Okay.
So I'm rolling back here. And I'm trying to find wide receivers that count. Does LSU count?
Yes.
Malachi Dupree, seventh round pick in 2017, the year they took Kevin King.
Okay.
Seventh round.
But that's way down there though. But yeah, sure. LSU counts.
Okay, fine.
LSU definitely counts.
Trevor Davis, California, fifth round, 2016.
Cal ain't done that. When last time Cal done something?
So Cal doesn't count.
Wait a minute, Cal does count. That way Aaron Rodgers came from.
Yeah,
you gotta count.
I'm just saying when they Cal ain't done.
Okay,
Cal,
so Cal don't count.
Well, yes, it does count.
Well, no, you're talking about Power Five, right?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yes.
No.
Aaron Rodgers makes it count.
I mean, well, he didn't throw Marshawn Lynch.
They
ain't done nothing at Cal. Marshawn Lynch.
They only got a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Fine, I got another
go
one.
Ahead. Go
How
ahead,
about
Steve.
Stanford, Ty Montgomery, round three in 2015?
Yes, definitely.
Does that count?
Yes, Stanford, definitely.
Gary?
Pac-10, ain't it?
Pac-12,
man, we beat Stanford.
That don't mean nothing. I don't remember y'all beating Stanford.
Jared Aberderis. Jared Aberderis, 2014, Wisconsin. Does that count?
Does that count?
What round he go in?
What difference?
Fifth.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's fine.
Yeah, Aberderis.
Devontae Adams, second that year.
But here's what I'm saying,
count,
Steve. Steve, here's what I'm saying.
And I
know where you're going. Here's what I'm saying.
Oh, he knows.
If you look maybe like for the Packers, second through maybe fourth round at receivers are not coming from Power Five conferences.
Okay, you narrowed it they're down not, now. Okay.
Yeah, they're not hitting on. Hawaii. They're hitting on guys that are not coming from Power Five conference in that second, third round. They're coming from somewhere else. Do they draft guys in the Power Five? Yes. But now the trend is They're taking those guys in the Power Five later in the rounds. I mean, you only have seven rounds now. So it ends at seven. So they're taking Power Five guys outside of what, fifth, sixth, and seventh round.
So
right? I mean, if you look at, if you just look at the trend, that,
yeah.
To me, that's the trend.
I found one guy. I had to go back to 2005, Leroy, to go find a second to fourth round Power Five wide receiver. Yeah. Terrence Murphy, and he stunk out of Texas A&M.
Did he get hurt, though?
2005,
yeah.
That was the year they drafted Rodgers.
That stinked. Well,
he didn't play.
Steve.
But if you look at their high picks, draft picks, whatever they are, I mean, if you look at second, third round, them guys ain't Power Five.
Javon Walker, 2012, Florida State, or 2002, I should say, Florida State.
Yeah, we know about him.
So obviously that counts.
Yeah.
Robert Ferguson the year before that, 2001, second round, Texas A&M.
That counts.
That counts.
Yeah.
Texas A&M wasn't that, I don't think, back then.
Ferguson was the man.
Was Texas A&M. They got plenty of money in Texas.
Yeah, they do. They got plenty of money. You're right. Now we go back further. Derek Mays, second round pick in 96 to Notre Dame.
Probably got the best hands in Packers.
But now, when we're going back to 96, who was the general manager in 96?
Ron Wolf, man. You talking about?
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a Hall of Famer.
Just a blink in the wind. Remember that, Steve?
Yeah, far in the wind.
Just a blink in the wind. Real,
yep.
Man, kids maybe listen.
Robert Brooks, South Carolina, 92, round three.
Lambeau Leap.
No, you're Lambeau Leap. Let's see here. Yeah, man. I mean, there's not necessarily a ton when you start talking rounds two through four.
So what point Garrett trying to make, man? What is he trying to
do? Is that the Packers, their mode of operation is that when they're looking for receivers.
Yeah. Who are you texting with at the Packer office?
They're not coming from the Power Five. That second, third round, the majority of those
guys you should see his face
are coming from, well, he's going to try to keep proving me wrong. Maybe.
No, I've got a question.
It's something else.
The majority of those guys are coming from Nevada, San Jose,
Sagamore State Community College.
North Dakota State. I mean, that's where they're coming from.
McNeese Community College.
Okay, so here's my question.
And Bethlehem Church.
We got to get to Rob Reichel here, but I'm all the way back to 1989.
Okay.
Tony Mandridge was one.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt Brock, defensive end, was in the third round. I remember him.
Good poker player.
I remember him, okay?
Matt Brock.
Anthony Dillick, I remember him. Third round pick in 1989.
Good bowler.
Fourth round pick, I'm skipping. That's the one I don't know. Fifth round pick, Jeff Query. Know him. Vince Workman, fifth round, right?
Ohio State.
Pookie, right? That was his nickname. Chris Jackie, sixth round. Know him. I'm all good. So I know all those guys. Fourth, they took a quarterback in the third round, Anthony Dillwick, and then came back in the fourth round and took another quarterback named Jeff Graham from Long Beach State. Who is Jeff Graham? Never heard of him in my life.
God, I remember Blair Keel.
You're right.
I never heard of him.
Gary, you remember Blair Keel?
Yeah, but what did they do, Steve? Now give it to me.
They went Anthony Dillwick in the third round at quarterback at pick 74. Dillwick, we all know Dillwick. 13 picks later into the fourth round, early on, I would assume, they took Jeff Graham, a quarterback from Long Beach State.
You sure he played for they didn't trade that pick?
I don't know, but he never played for the Packers.
No, he didn't. Was Leroy there then or no?
No, I didn't get that in 90.
89.
But Magic,
so he doesn't even have, I don't think he ever played football,
so
period.
This wasn't under Ron Wolf then.
No, that was under
Tom Brodts.
Tom Brodts.
Because that was the Mandridge draft.
That's who drafted me, Tom Brodts.
Skip that.
Crazy. All right, Rob Reichel comes up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first,
we can ask Rob that question, though.
See if he remembers Jeff Graham, because I know. Gary, I got a text just a few minutes ago from the jewelry center telling me that the chain that I'm getting repaired is ready to be picked up, and is ready to be picked up early. They originally said Saturday, 2 days early, because the jewelry center is on top of things, Gary, just like they are for Mother's Day.
Always is, guys. And you guys need to be on top of things. And what I mean by that, go check my good friends out at the Jewelry Center. Three locations locally, 76 and Lake, Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. For you folks that listen to us statewide, shoptjc.com. Shoptjc.com is their website, and you can buy just about anything you want to buy at all three of their locations. Mother's Day is just right around the corner. It's never too late, guys. Get a hold of them today. That is the Jewelry Center. Call the owner. His name is Dean Murray.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Joining us now, Friend of the show on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He is Rob Reichel, Forbes Kindly Media. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Reichel. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. More info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Rob, how are you doing today, buddy?
I am outstanding. How are you guys?
I'm doing good.
Doing good, R&R.
Absolutely, man. Mother's Day coming up, the whole deal. Lots of going on. First off,
real quick, Sparky, what's our Hall of Fame countdown there for the great number 36?
How many days, Leroy? I'm sure you're checking it out.
About 90 days, 80 days.
I don't know. I don't.
You don't got a calendar at home? You're just checking off the days too?
No, I didn't even know until Rob just brought it up.
You didn't know you were going to the Hall of Fame?
Nope.
Weren't you there? You forgot?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Sure you did. Okay.
We got to have a big party at some point.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Rob, I want to know from you right away, your initial thoughts that from that Thursday night when they took both those defensive players and didn't go wide receiver, and what was that initial reaction Thursday night before, you know, they did what they did on Friday?
Yeah, I didn't like it at all, Sparky. I'll be honest with you. I think we're going to look back 3-4 years down the road and we're going to say that this wound up being a pretty good draft. But in terms of getting you over the hump in 2022 and maybe 2023 to catch the Rams of the world, to catch Tampa Bay, to stay ahead of the Dallases and the 49ers of the world and people like that, they needed to get themselves up in that top 10 or 12 range. And they obviously didn't do it, and they watched wide receivers fly off the board between picks 8 and 18 when 6 of them left. And I thought Brian Gutekunst really needed to get up into that range, Sparky, and get one of those guys. They're going to be playing football this fall with a whole bunch of number 3 wide receivers. I mean, best-case scenario, Watson turns out to be a number 2 here by the time you get to the postseason. But the rest of that group is kind of ragtag, and it's a bunch of number 3s and 4s for the most part. And it's going to be hard to win playoff games when Tom Brady's going to put up 30 points on you or Matthew Stafford's going to put up 30 points on you with that group of wide receivers. And Spark, I'm fascinated now over the next, 6 to 9 months, whatever it turns out to be, to watch how Aaron Rodgers handles this situation. It's far and away, at least on paper going into the season, guys, the worst group of pass catchers he's ever going to play with. Or that he's played with in his 15 years now as a starter. So my initial reaction Thursday, Sparky, was Brian Gutekunst dropped the ball on that. He had 2 1s and 2 2s. It was the first time that had happened in Green Bay since 1967, so a 45-year window. He had so much ammunition and draft capital and possibilities to get into that top 12 or 14, whatever it needed to be, Sparky, to get the wide receiver that he liked, that, maybe not the most, but certainly in the top 3, and he didn't do it. And I think it's going to really hurt him this year coming up, guys, when they try to catch the big boys of the league.
Robbie, didn't 1 year, though, was that Arizona had to play with Jeff Janis and Jared Aberderis as their starting receivers?
Yeah, he did, and it was a playoff game, if you remember, Gary, and they struggled all night until they hit a couple Hail Marys late, and then Arizona beat him on the big play late in the game. Like, Fitzgerald went nuts and ran one whatever after a catch and run for 70 yards or something. Gary, they're going to have to win football games in just a far different manner this year.
Correct.
Guys, I think here's the glass half full look. I think the defense is going to be sensational. It's going to be their best defense since the 2010 Super Bowl championship team. It should be top 5. They've got outstanding, playmaking, difference-making type players at every level, guys, and it really should be an outstanding defense. And I think Gutekunst did a sensational job replenishing the depth and the talent on the offensive line. So I think the offensive line, they cross their fingers, obviously, on Bakhtiari and Jenkins, but once that group gets healthy, guys, that could be a dominant unit. You've got 2 really good running backs. So to me, guys, they're going to have to win football games with the run game and the defense. The tricky part about that is getting the quarterback to buy in. I mean, they've been 60% pass, guys, 40% run since Rodgers took over in 08. And similar numbers to what Favre was for his 16 years as a starter. And I think Matt LaFleur would love to play football 50-50 this upcoming season. The question is, could he get Aaron Rodgers to do that and not go up to the line of scrimmage, guys, and change 1 out of 5, 1 out of 7, 1 out of 10 plays every single drive?
Well, who's he going to throw it to? You got nobody to throw it to, Robbie.
But Gary, that's going to be a tough sell to a $50 million quarterback.
Yeah, he's got nobody to throw it to, so he's not going to have a choice. Who's he going to throw it to?
I'll stop.
Well, I'm just saying if this what Robbie's saying, the receivers are not good.
He's still changed, you know, a quarter of the plays or 15%. None of us will ever know the exact number, but we know he's changing plays pretty consistently over there, and he still went ahead and changed them all, and they finished every year, you know, throwing the ball 62% of the time or, you know, whatever the number is. It's always been in those low 60s there. And I'm with you, Gary. He doesn't have a lot of options right now in the passing game, but that doesn't mean – he doesn't love to wing the ball around the yard, and he won't go up to the line of scrimmage and change the play.
Yeah, I don't have a mind of change the play. Love with it works. I mean, I just want it to work. Here's why I thought I did like the draft. I didn't want them to draft two wide receivers and put pressure on two young kids coming in to try to be flawless and replace Davante Adams. The history has shown, as you know, Rob, in the second round, they usually get the receiver they want. That's why I was a big Christian Watson guy. I think Christian Watson actually was one of their top guys on their board. And once Olave went to the Saints and the six receivers went, okay, well, let's get better on defense. Let's think about one of the reasons why we weren't in the Super Bowl the last 3 years, because let's be honest, they probably should have been in the Super Bowl three straight years. But something on the defense happens, and we're not giving Rodgers a pass when we're saying this, Rob. I'm just thinking that he had to replace the Darius Smith, and they did that with the 22nd pick. The 28th pick, they got guys who are ready to play because they're in a short window, as you pointed out. They're in a short window for 3 years to get to the Super Bowl. I think the first three picks did that. These guys are ready to play.
Well, I agree with you, Leroy, on the defensive side of the ball. I think Watson's a couple years away from really being a major difference maker. You look at their history, guys, and the second-round wide receivers they've taken have really panned out, and they've hit home runs. But for the most part, guys, that has come in year three. When you go back and look at the pattern, Davante Adams had his breakout year in 2016, his third year. Jordy Nelson with the second-round pick, and it took him until the Super Bowl year.
You're right about Jennings, too. You're right. Yep.
To break out. Greg Jennings was, you know, that way. Randall Cobb had a little bit of an impact early, but that was more as a return man. He didn't break out until about 13, 14, his third, fourth year in the league. And now you talk about, you know, now you talk right now, guys, about Watson. And guys, in 52 college games, he had 105 receptions. I mean, we're talking two per game. And I know it was a run-first offense, but it's also a really small school. It's going to be a tough ask, guys, of him to come in and catch, I would say, more than 35 to 40 balls next year. I would assume by far the leading pass catcher is going to be Aaron Jones. And so now, guys, you get to the postseason, and how do you win games? I'm kind of with you, Leroy, that they've got to win with that defense first right now, because I think those two kids they drafted there are going to come in. They're going to be major difference makers. I think Wyatt could completely change the look of them up front, especially on 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12 situations, guys. When they're coming with Clark and Wyatt up the middle, and they're coming with Smith and Gary off the edges, I mean that's going to be dynamic. That's going to be outstanding. We'll see what they get out of Walker, guys, right away. I mean, he was really a 1 year starter at Georgia. Didn't make a ton of plays. Devondre Campbell's probably going to be ahead of him, obviously, when they're in dime. When they're a nickel, they could be dangerous as hell with Campbell and Walker. But guys, they're going to have to lean on that defense in that run game, to me, to get back to that level of 13, 14 wins and chasing Super Bowls. And again, I think the number one question now going into the season, can you get Aaron Rodgers to buy into that? Kind of like Denver did, guys, late in John Elway's career when they leaned on, you know, Terrell Davis first in a turnover. And sadly, the way you remember this, but a defense that forced a ton of turnovers and leaned on Terrell Davis and didn't ask John Elway to carry the load quite as much. That's how Denver finished things off. And I just don't know that Aaron Rodgers wants to play football that way.
Yeah, Rob, I also think that special teams would be better, too, with some of these young guys if they're not able to beat out some of the current guys. Hey, Rob, I want to ask you a question overall as the NFL. Not so much who did great in the draft, but I want to know about the overall NFL. They announced some of the games going overseas. I mean, to have a game in – Germany, with Tampa. The NFL is, you know, I mean, this is just unbelievable. I never thought they would have a football game in Munich, Germany. I mean, what do you think about them expanding it a little bit, having so many games out of the country and Mexico
City?
Well,
by going to 17, it certainly gave them some of those options.
Yep.
I mean, you could have never gotten Green Bay to give up a home game or whatever like that in the past. It's this odd type of schedule where you've got a 9 and an 8, and it fluctuates every other year between your home and away. It has allowed them to open up and do some of those things, which, I mean, Leroy, I mean, the popularity of this league, and you know what, it was huge on, and Gary too. I mean, it was really on the rise in the 80s and 90s when you guys played, Leroy, even into the early olds. But, I mean, it has absolutely taken off and flown. I mean, I look at some of the numbers that come in, and, you know, you've got a Thursday night game between the Jaguars and the Browns, and it whips the NBA Finals, you know, a Bucks-Phoenix game, you know, game 4 or something like that. I mean, it doesn't matter when you put this league on a Tuesday, a Thursday. We've seen this, guys, in, you know, through COVID and with snowstorms and things like that over the last 5 years. The popularity of the league is just, I never envisioned it would get to this level, and they're smart to take it overseas and expand and hit those markets. And I can't even imagine what a ticket for Packers Giants is going to wind up going for, you know, here in early October. The league is really smart. They're taking full advantage of the fact they're in this remarkable period here of growth and popularity. And I don't know if you would have ever thought this was possible when, you know, you came into the league in the early 90s.
No doubt. Rob, yeah. We got to roll, baby.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Rob, thanks a lot, man. Rob Reichel, Forbes, and Conley Media on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now.
Rob.
For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Five, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Yeah, speaking of Wendy's, no doubt right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with the new Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, Applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now. Try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S.
I'll be eating Wendy's on Sunday.
You're going to be what?
Eating Wendy's on Sunday.
On Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because the Bucks going to win on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then you can get your girl like a free Frosty in the whole deal. Because when the Bucks win, you win. So that all makes sense.
I'm planning ahead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. The
Bucks going to win.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about this red-hot Brewers baseball team. And how about Rowdy Tellez getting his groove on last night?
He got a sweet swing.
Getting his groove on. And also, we'll tell you about the Packers announcement that just happened involving a free concert coming to Titletown.
Hey.
That's next coming up here on the Wendy's Big Show. Don't change that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.